This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, as we continue on the show today, the Air Force IDs two new Republican candidates whose military records were improperly released. What is happening here? Welcome back to our fourth and final hour on the show today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. My buddy Tom Massey tweeting out today, this is chilling. The United States Air Force illegally released military records of several GOP candidates to the Democrat Party, which then leveraged the material to run attack ads on at least one of them. Unbelievable. Olivia Beavers writing this for Politico.com. The Air Force has notified lawmakers that it improperly released the military records of a total of seven Republican congressional candidates to a Democratic-aligned research firm during the 2022 campaign cycle. In a letter dated Friday, which was obtained by Politico, the Air Force told House Armed Services Committee Chair Mike Rogers and Oversight Committee Chair James Comer that an audit by its personnel center found nine people's records were released without authority to the firm Due Diligence Group between the years of 2021 and 2023. Seven of those record disclosures affected GOP candidates for office in 2022. Five of those Republicans are already known, and two have not been confirmed until now. They are J.R. Majewski, a MAGA-friendly Ohio candidate who faced campaign trail scrutiny for misrepresenting his military record, as well as Robert Ellie Bremer, who lost in last year's Republican primary race to take on Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado. Among the Air Force veterans whose records were released to the firm Due Diligence are Republican representatives Don Bacon and Zach Nunn, both of whom have urged their party to more broadly investigate whether the requests for their records constituted illegal activity. Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this week he expects House Republicans to keep pressing the matter now that the affected candidates are known. Well, I would hope so too, don't you? Quote, this is not going to go away quietly, he said in an interview Monday at the House Republican retreat in Orlando, Florida. It wasn't on just one person. It was all these Republicans running. We're going to have to just not clamp down on that, but to look to see if it's happened elsewhere. In addition to candidates Bacon and Nunn, the previously reported Republican Air Force veterans whose records were released are Jennifer Ruth Green, an Indiana candidate who challenged Democrat Representative Frank Moran of Indiana, Sam Peters, who took on Representative Stephen Horsford, a Democrat of Nevada, Peters a Republican, and Kevin Dilliker, who fell short last year in the Republican primary race to challenge Representative Susan Wild, Democrat of Pennsylvania. The military branch launched an internal audit of its records disclosures by its personnel center after Politico reported on Green's records back in October. Politico was told by the person who gave Green's military records that they were obtained through a public records request. Politico reviewed the request for the records made by a third party, which sought a, quote, publicly releasable / redacted copy of official military personnel file per Freedom of Information Act statutes. The requester identified the purpose of the request as relating to benefits, employment, and other. The Air Force's letter to the House committee chairs did not name the four individuals, all outside of elected office, and who did not seek office last cycle. The records were released without authorization by them. The branch notified only that two of those four non-candidates had their records requested by the Democrat firm Due Diligence Group. An Air Force spokesperson confirmed the authenticity of the letter to lawmakers, said that the names of the four people affected by the releases, who were not candidates for congressional office in 2022, are not being released to protect their privacy. Due Diligence did not respond to requests for comment. Payton, who Politico attempted to reach at an email address connected to the firm, did not respond to a request for comment. Several Republican lawmakers have urged the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee to publicly address any role it may have played in the military records requests. According to Federal Election Commission records, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee paid Due Diligence over $110,000, and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee paid over $172,000 to the firm Due Diligence during that same period, which is a period between January 21 and December 22. Representative Richard Hudson, Republican of North Carolina and chair of the National Congressional National Republican Congressional Committee, said in an interview that the DCC should be disavowing this activity if they don't want any part of it. Philip Letsu, a National Republican senatorial candidate spokesperson, said Senate Democrats should explain why they continue to pay an opposition research firm best known for illegally obtaining veterans' military records. The House Democratic Campaign Arm's Executive Director, Julie Mayers, said in a statement for the story the following, quote, "Public records requests are a standard part of the research process. Republican and Democratic campaigns and organizations file hundreds of requests for information from government agencies every cycle." She then went on to call it the height of hypocrisy for MAGA Republicans to use the guise of a congressional investigation on mistakes the U.S. Air Force has publicly acknowledged to target their political opponents. So if they're mistakes, if the Air Force should not have released these records, how can you argue this is a standard thing that is done all the time? It's clearly not. It's clearly a lie by the research firm and by the Democrats as well. The official military personnel files of Majewski, Peters, Bremer, and Green were improperly released to Due Diligence, according to the United States Air Force. In the cases of Bacon, Nunn, Majewski, Delacour, and Peters, the branch's Certificate of Active Duty Release, or discharge, known as DD Form 214, was released to the outside firm. The Air Force letter stated that a separate National Guard-related firm known as NGB Form 22 was also released for one of the candidates. Candidate Majewski said in an interview last month he believed that an improper release of his records occurred in advance of an Associated Press report last year outlining his misstatements about his military background. He said in a statement he is, quote, "disappointed and let down by the Air Force's poor administration processes. To date, I have not received any communication from them regarding my records. In fact, I am the one who identified that my records were released improperly." Candidate Bremer joined Majewski in voicing disappointment with the United States Air Force's handling of the matter and saying that, contrary to the Air Force's letter to House lawmakers, they never received formal notice that their records were released without their approval. "The fact that I learned about this from the media rather than from the Air Force is completely inappropriate," Bremer said in a statement. "Our service member records should be properly kept confidential in accordance with the law." One would think, right? The Air Force's letter to Republican lawmakers says both Bremer and Majewski separately were sent written notification of the improper disclosures early last month. In addition, the Air Force letter states that despite the release of the 11 people's records without proper authority, a review by its Office of the Chief Information Officer related to due diligence group's FOIA requests between 21 and 23 found no personal identifiable information was properly released. Oh, well, that's good. They didn't release their home addresses. In addition to Committee Chairman Rogers and Committee Chairman Comer's committees, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio is also looking into the records releases through his Judiciary Committee's subpanel on the politicization of the federal government. The Air Force letter sought to answer House Republican questions about its regulations governing information requests and related release of service members' files. Its investigative process, if information protected under federal law is potentially improperly disclosed, and how it has changed its information safeguarding procedures following the releases. The branch told lawmakers that it took internal administrative action to address the records releases, providing no further details and saying that an Air Force Office of Special Investigations review is ongoing. Thank God the Republicans have oversight power, am I right? Thank God. Chairman Rogers and Chairman Comer continue to seek information from other military branches regarding any efforts by this firm due diligence group to obtain military records, following a political report that the firm also sought to obtain records for at least one other Republican candidate from the Army National Guard. That story says a third former House Republican candidate was alerted to unapproved military records requests. In this case now, this Democrat firm made a failed attempt to obtain personnel information from the Army National Guard on at least one House Republican candidate. It's the same firm the Air Force has identified as securing the unauthorized release of multiple House Republican candidates last year. Abraham Payton of the research firm Due Diligence Group attempted in August to obtain the personnel records of Colin Schmidt, a Republican member of the New York State Assembly, from the Army National Guard. Now, this is this guy Schmidt, who's still an active National Guard sergeant, lost by less than 1.5 percentage points to Representative Pat Ryan, a Democrat, in their November battle for New York's 18th district. The attempt to obtain Schmidt's personnel file comes as House Republicans dig into a broader investigation of military records handling after Representative Don Bacon and Zach Nunn revealed the unauthorized release of their files. I mean, the fact that this kind of stuff can happen is just absolutely amazing to me. It's just amazing that this can happen. But it isn't, though, right? I mean, we know very, very well that this government is completely weaponized against its own people. And it's just like almost every department, it seems like, is engaged in politics, does it not? Almost every single department. It infuriates me that this we are still at this place. It infuriates me. But thank God we have the Committee on the Weaponization of Government. Thank God we have that. Because we need that. Unbelievable. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in. By the way, the FDA has approved lab-grown good meat chicken. Lab-grown good meat chicken. Would you want to eat lab-grown good meat chicken? Would you want to eat any chicken grown in a lab? Is this something you'd want to eat? Feed your family? I'm thinking about this now because I'm starving. It's almost dinner time, obviously. Well, it is dinner time. Who am I kidding? Story from the New York Post. The United States Food and Drug Administration issued a no-questions response to good meat, marking the company's lab-grown chicken product safe to eat. Lab-grown chicken. Delicious, especially when you deep fry it and throw in some buffalo sauce, am I right? We have no questions at this time regarding Good Meat's conclusion that foods compromised of or containing cultured chicken cell material are safe as comparable foods produced by other methods. It's from an FDA letter in March, just a couple days ago to the company. The FDA's letter clears a crucial step in bringing good meat to restaurants and retail in the U.S. And they're now working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture on necessary approvals. I think that if you go to a restaurant, they should at least have to tell you, sir, tonight our special is pesto chicken. The pesto is all natural from our organic garden outside. The chicken was grown in a lab. however. So there's that. Would you want to eat lab-grown chicken meat? This is the kind of stuff that freaks me out. It really does. It's like, I don't know. Are we running out of chickens that we have to make them in a lab now? This seems to me one more step towards everybody eating bugs. It really does. Because this is going to gross us out to the point where we go, you know what? That caterpillar doesn't sound half bad. Caterpillar or lab-grown chicken meat. You know what I mean? You go, well, you can deep fry a caterpillar. At least it's all natural. Versus freaking lab meat. Ugh, this is gross. Gross. The FDA's move just came after Upside Foods received the FDA's first regulatory green light to sell cultivated meat, poultry, or seafood in November 2022. Sir, tonight the special is Bronzino. Is that wild caught? Well, technically, we did catch it in a lab after we made it in a lab. So, you know, and the whole process is kind of wild, if you ask me. So, yeah, I guess it's sort of wild caught. Am I right? Huh? The FDA's letter clears a crucial step in bringing good meat to restaurants and retail. Good Meat, the cultivated meat division of food technology company Eat Just Incorporated, is dedicated to making sustainable, safe meat from animal cells instead of slaughtered animals. They're initially planning to sell its product at 30 restaurants, owned by world-renowned chef and humanitarian Jose Andres. I hope I don't go to his restaurant. The future of our planet depends on how we feed ourselves, and we have a responsibility to look beyond the horizon for smarter, sustainable ways to eat. Good Meat is doing just that, pushing the boundary on innovative new solutions, and I'm excited for everyone to taste the new results. Ba-ba-bum. Cultured meat is derived from a small sample of animal cells that are fed nutrients and grown in steel vats before being processed into cuts of meat. Mmm, delicious! According to Good Meat, 70% of Singaporeans, people from Singapore, who tried Good Meat's cultivated chicken said it tasted as good or better than conventional chicken. Nearly 90% of those diners said they would substitute conventional chicken with cultivated chicken. It's like that old joke. You know, it tastes like chicken. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, it's just absolutely gross. This is gross, is it right? It's gross. You know what? I know it's dinner time, but I just lost my appetite. All right, on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Coming up, Fauci laughs off the idea of gain-of-function research. Laughs it off. And why do the United States have more COVID deaths than any other country in the world? Can you explain that to me? I'd like to know. These are the things I think about. Coming right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue on the show tonight, thank you for being here. Don't forget, Friday is our big Travis Manion Foundation Radiothon. I'm very, very excited about that. So, yeah, we will definitely get together on all this and have a great day to support a wonderful organization. Republicans are now saying the White House is using national security as an excuse on not releasing information on the origins of COVID-19, and they are exactly right. This is what I told you the other day. Biden signed the bill, and he goes, oh, I'm very interested in finding out all of the information about the origins of COVID. However, as I declassify information around this, I may have to keep it from the public. Certain things I may have to keep classified. Like what? What is the reason to keep anything classified? We did not make COVID in this country and send it over in frozen foods like China insinuated. If that was the case, then I'd say, yeah, sure, then definitely keep that secret. But we're keeping the secret, obviously, because it all goes back to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the gain-of-function research that we paid for to create this virus in the lab using gain-of-function research of the furin cleavage site. So hot. There's a new video which came out on Fox Business showing Anthony Fauci, Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor, laughing off the idea that COVID came from a lab leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
The microbe they were working on not only was not SARS-CoV-2, it would be molecularly impossible for them to turn it into SARS-CoV-2. They were so different, it's kind of like you have a Chevrolet and you got a motorcycle. And you say, I want to make that Chevrolet into the motorcycle.
Oh, really? That's time for the Hot Topic Buzz. That was Dr. Anthony Fauci laughing it all off, laughing off the questions of COVID again during the PBS documentary, which aired last night. Fauci allowed the camera crew to follow him around for 23 months, and we had an opportunity to take a look at his home. They had them sit in his $2 million D.C. home surrounded by all of the memorabilia of himself. There's some pillows, some bobblehead statues, some art, paintings of his face and his portraits all over the apartment.
What an absolute, I mean, got to be one of the biggest narcissists out there. Am I right? Asanto Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. One of the attack points that DeSantis is going after Trump on in this new interview with Piers Morgan that's set to air is the fact that Trump did not fire Fauci. That he did not fire Fauci. In fact, they gave him a medal or something. And he said, I would have fired Fauci if I were president. So this is going to be a battle point, no question about it, as the, I think, almost expected decision by DeSantis to run for president. It's just only a matter of time, right, at this point. You want to hear something completely ironic? Justin Trudeau. You know what? Let me get to that in a second here. Let me get it to a second. I want to do something else for you. I want to piggyback off what I just said about Fauci. Senator Rand Paul. People who are saying COVID didn't come from a lab are self-interested people, and he's exactly right about that point. They are self-interested, and this is because they're hiding themselves. They are hiding their own dirty work and everything that they did to create this virus. And so when Biden signs the bill to declassify the COVID origins intel, but still turns around and tells everybody, oh, I may not declassify things. I may have to keep certain things secret. That's an absolute break. Here's what Rand Paul had to say.
On the program today, will we eventually get to the bottom of this so many years after this pandemic started?
Well, you know, we had a unanimous vote in the Senate, a unanimous vote in the House, and then President Biden begrudgingly signed it. And when he signed it, he said, yeah, I'll give you the information as long as I determine that it's not going to hurt our national security, which is concerning that he's already putting a caveat on how much he's going to give us. I can also tell you that much of the information I'm asking for is unclassified already. I have 30 letters to 8 different government agencies. So far, I have no Democrats signing on to help me get any of this information. I've approached 4 Democrat chairmen, and most of the information is unclassified, but they refuse to give it. So this is a real problem, and it's a real problem because, look, 1 million Americans died, and we have yet to have any investigations into the origin, even though the FBI, the Department of Energy, the Lancet Commission, and also a investigation, over a year-long investigation by the Help Committee, all came to the same conclusion that in all likelihood this came from a lab.
I mean, we've got it up on the screen. The lab leak theory, the Energy Department is on board with that. The FBI is on board. But it's the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the NIAID. They say it's nature. CDC says it came from nature. And those that say origins are still unclear is the CIA and the intel community. And you just mentioned the implications for our national security a moment ago. And Senator, I can't imagine what's worse than our intel community saying, you know, we might not ever really know where this came from. Dr. Fauci, we might never know. Well, we should demand to know, right?
But the people of America should realize that the people saying it didn't come from a lab are self-interested.
Exactly.
Tony Fauci approved and gave the money to the lab in Wuhan. So by approving that, he has and shares some culpability in the origins of this virus. So he's always going to deny that it came from the lab because it comes back to his reputation for having the incredibly poor judgment to send this money to Wuhan. But it's the same for the CDC and the NAID. They're all apparatchiks of Fauci. They've all been handpicked by him over decades. And so really, these, you know, the machinery of government over there is biased, and they're never going to admit to this. But if you talk to the real scientists, and there's dozens and dozens of eminent virologists now who have come to the conclusion this came from the lab also, my goodness, even if it were a chance, why wouldn't we want to reform our policy
exactly.
so we don't fund this dangerous
exactly.
research? To this day, this dangerous research still happens in 12 different labs in the United States that I know of.
And Senator, it seems that some of the only people that are...
And by the way, let me just make a point on that too. I've told you the reason why they don't want this truth to come out. It's two parts. The first prong is that obviously these people are guilty of a crime here, which is this gain of function research and then creating this virus that killed, you know, 20 million people around the world. Secondly, they don't want the gain of function gravy train to end. See, what Rand Paul's saying here makes sense, does it not? Yeah, we shouldn't let this happen anymore. This is really dangerous stuff. But obviously. But it's profitable stuff. It's like what Project Veritas exposed in that Pfizer video with the guy going on about how, yeah, we're making viruses, we're doing gain of function research, and we're making the cures for those viruses too. There is so, not the cure, but the treatment. There is so much money at stake. They don't want to cut off the gain of function gravy train. So yeah, that's why Biden's going to keep this stuff classified, because there's too much money at stake. Follow the money. I always say that, the Zioli axiom. Follow the money, follow the Fazools. It leads right back to Asanto Fauci. And of course, then it also cuts off the spigot of the gain-of-function research gravy train. Let's continue, guys.
Paying the ultimate consequences of this is our nation's children. They are paying the very long-term consequences of those shutdowns, of those school closures. And it continues to...
Oh, yeah, this is another part here, too. About lockdowns. We're not out of the woods yet here with lockdowns. We have a long way to go in this country if you think that this is over, because it's not. And whether it's this virus and a new variant or something else, they have not learned their lesson. They won't learn their lesson. And that's what scares me and should scare you as well. Because the reality is these people would lock us down again in a heartbeat if they could. They love it. The power, the tyrannical power that they all show.
this is a horror. The lockdowns didn't save any lives, but they damaged our children, particularly the least among us, those who live in poverty, those who have difficult family circumstances. Homeschooling your kids, I'm all for, but everybody can't do it, and some weren't able to do this for their kids, and we lost a year or two of education, and some of these kids will never catch up again, but it also did not work. Everybody got COVID eventually, and it wasn't effective. The countries like Sweden that didn't lock down, their kids went to school every day, not one kid died in Sweden. So this was a fallacy promoted by Tony Fauci and the establishment of government, and it was wrong. It didn't save any lives, and we should never do it again.
Senator, appreciate
it. Well said, Senator Rand Paul. Absolutely. All right, listen, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding, they're great people. Matt and Stephanie are terrific. You know, they did my roof. I have a lifetime warranty on that roof. And then they did such a great job. I said, why don't you guys replace all my windows? Did a phenomenal job there. And then I said, why don't you guys replace my doors? Did an amazing job there as well. And Emmons Roofing knows things are a little tight right now. The economy is a little tight, obviously. Interest rates are very high. So they're offering each and every one of my listeners, that's you, 10% off plus 12 months, same as cash financing to pay for it. That's unbelievable, right? 10% off doors, Anderson windows, roof, siding. They do a great job in the siding. I'm about to do a siding project with them very, very soon. And also, too, roof repairs, whatever you need. 10% off, 12 months, same as cash financing to pay for it. Emmons is honest as the day is long. They are so trustworthy. They have a real, actual physical office in New Jersey, but they serve our entire region. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And don't forget something, the Jersey Shore, you know, winter's brutal on homes at the shore. So is the summer, too, with the sun beating down. If you have any issues at all, reach out to Emmons today for an inspection and a free estimate, all right? Just go to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. It's the company that I use and the company that I trust. They are so reliable, so honest. You will love the great work of Emmons Roofing and Siding. So reach out to them for 10% off plus 12 months same as cash financing on a roof, the lifetime warranty, doors, Anderson windows, roof repairs, you name it. And my friends at emmonsroofing.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Okay, we are almost to the end of the show today, and I'll be handing it over, of course, to the great one, Mark Levin. Thanks for being here today. On yesterday's show, we had some sad news during the program that 8 beautiful dolphins beached themselves in South Jersey on the Jersey Shore and were euthanized, and it's heartbreaking. This comes after 14 dead whales. We know what's happening. We know what's going on here. They are doing these massive, massive wind turbines, and they're using sonar to locate where to put them, and it's interfering with the whales and the dolphins' ability to deal with the sonar, with their own sonar, and it's causing them to freak out thinking that it's a predator. And they are running into boats. They are beaching themselves. It's a horror what's happening here. And this group, Save Right Whales, had a story a little while ago about a whistleblower. A whistleblower who speaks out and says offshore wind will drive whales to extinction. The critically endangered North Atlantic right whale, one of the most imperiled mammals in the world, seemed until just a few years ago to be on a path to recovery. Was our nation's energy policy in the 18th century to kill the right whales for their oil? The species was recovering after the 1982 ban on whaling took effect. Today, however, the whale's in more danger than ever. An unusual mortality event beginning in 2017 has reduced the population by 30%. The North Atlantic Right Whale Consortium's October 2022 count estimates that only 340 individuals survive, with fewer than 70 breeding females and overall decline in body size. Major sources of stress today include fishing gear entanglements, vehicle collisions, and climate change. But one source of danger to the right whale is rarely discussed. The industrialization of their habitat by offshore wind companies enabled by two government agencies. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries, and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. The head of the New England Aquarium's Whale Impact Monitoring Program has openly stated that the first offshore wind projects will serve as a test bed to study their impacts on the whale. But a recently surfaced letter from a whistleblower indicated that the Bureau of Energy Management and NOAA were aware in May 2022 that offshore wind construction and operation posed a direct danger to the North Atlantic right whale and all whales. The author, NOAA's own chief of endangered species, Dr. Sean Hayes, bravely sounded the alarm, noting that not only the construction, but also the operation of wind turbines could result in extinction. Yet, these agencies have failed to put in place any meaningful measures to protect this critically endangered species from existence. By NOAA Fisheries' own admission, quote, "The potential biological removal level for the species, defined as the maximum number of animals that can be removed annually while allowing the stock to reach or maintain its optimal sustainable population level, is less than one." In plain language, that means the death of a single whale could make the difference between extinction and recovery. Recent data collection finds the whales are increasingly relying on the southern Massachusetts wind lease area as a last refuge for foraging and raising their young. Because the federally designated critical right whale habitat is out of date, these very same areas have been approved by the federal government for industrialization by offshore wind companies. For a long time, it was unclear what effects the plant's construction and operation might have on the whales. Several groups, including our coalition, SaveRightWhales.org, raised the alarm and called for a moratorium until more studies could be conducted. In response to these concerns, NOAA Fisheries and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management in October of this year released a draft joint strategy to protect and promote the recovery of North Atlantic right whales while responsibly developing offshore wind energy. But this strategy is misleading. The authors frame their plan to meet their obligations under the Endangered Species Act as a mere vision, and there's little evidence that the proposed mitigation measures are effective, practical, or backed by sufficient funds. In order for the development of the projects to go forward, an incidental harassment authorization must be issued by NOAA when a federally listed marine mammal may be harmed. The issuance of this incidental harassment authorization requires that it is possible to fully mitigate the effects of any harassment, and from the whistleblower's letter, it is clear that that is not the case. His letter stresses, "The presence of wind turbines would disrupt the dense populations of zooplankton the right whales rely on for food." He describes the wind lease area as the only known winter foraging area for right whales and warns against the impacts not only from construction, but also from the expected 30-year operation of offshore wind turbines on foraging grounds, which could vary from hundreds of meters for local individual turbine impacts to large-scale dipoles of surface elevation changes stretching hundreds of kilometers. A lawyer from the Conservation Law Foundation, an organization that is strongly supportive of offshore wind, acknowledged that the area slated for wind development was poorly surveyed for right whales prior to the permitting agency selling 1,400 square miles of federal waters to foreign wind energy companies. Foreign wind energy companies. NOAA and BOM's draft mitigation plan fails to address the whistleblower's concerns. Additionally, it's interesting that the letter was not made available to the public until November, when a local newspaper, the New Bedford Light, accessed it through a Freedom of Information Act request. This man, Hayes, this whistleblower, has risked his career and his reputation by writing a letter of this seriousness. The international offshore wind industry is estimated to be worth $31.2 billion with a B. Money talks. Dead whales don't vote. Dead dolphins don't vote. Dead Democrats do, but dead whales and dead dolphins do not. And they certainly can't write checks. How many of these wind groups are paying off Democrats like King Philip the Unaccountable? How many of them are writing campaign checks to Democrats out of curiosity? They all have lobbyists. They all have lobbyists. They all have people working on their behalf. How many of them are writing political checks? There needs to be an investigation of that. In fact, this little dirty little game that's played where major conservation organizations, including the New England Aquarium and the Environmental League of Massachusetts, groups that you think would be out there defending whales and dolphins, they receive funding. They receive sponsorships from these offshore wind companies. Not to mention the weight of the Biden administration's pro-offshore wind policy backed by numerous large government agencies. And Biden's at it again, by the way. Biden is at it again, still saying we're going to have more of these offshore wind monstrosities.
Today, we're releasing the first ever United States Ocean Climate Action Plan to harness tremendous power of the ocean to help in our fight against the climate crisis. We know.
Yeah, they all clap. Screw the whales. Screw the dolphins. Screw them.
We know, and you well know, we can reduce emissions by building offshore wind farms, better protect our coastal and fishing communities from worsening storms, changing fisheries, and other impacts on climate change.
He has no idea what the hell he's talking about. He's just reading from something. He does not give a damn. He does not give a damn. None of these Democrats do. How many of them are getting bought off by these people? That's what I want to know. How many of them are getting bid off, bought off? $31.2 billion industry. Evidence continues to mount. On November 24th, scientists published stronger evidence indicating that offshore wind operations, quote, can have a substantial impact on the structuring of coastal marine ecosystems, with effects far beyond the area of the turbines themselves. Isn't that amazing? So this group is no longer calling for a moratorium. SaveRightWhales.org at this point. They're calling for the project to be canceled outright. And they're a pro, they're all in on the climate change nonsense, and they even write, with fewer than 350 North Atlantic right whales alive today, we must heed the science and call on the government to fulfill its obligations. The first large-scale offshore wind projects cannot serve as test beds to determine the impacts of turbines on a critically endangered species. And while climate change is an imperative, it is indefensible for any industrial project to push a species to existence. It was our own whaling industry that pushed the right whale to the brink. Today, our energy industry seems to be pushing the right whale to the brink. With this in mind, we are no longer calling for a moratorium. We are calling for the project to be canceled outright. It is unacceptable for the government to allow large-scale industrial experiments in critical habitats for a species on the brink of extinction. The construction of industrial wind projects in any North Atlantic right whale habitat is, at this point, a clear violation of the Endangered Species Act, well said. And you should sue their asses. Sue them over this. Sue them. Sue them big time. Because these people are monsters is what they are. They're monsters. And thank God we have our local legislators, as I mentioned to you, like Senator Mike Testa and our congressmen too, who are all now calling for a moratorium. But I think they need to come and be stronger. They need to join this group in calling for cancellation of the project. Cancellation of the project. And anybody who thinks that this project can continue doesn't give a damn about the whales. Doesn't give a damn about the dolphins. That's the bottom line here. That's the bottom line. But thank God, Southern Shore lawmakers are now calling for this to be suspended. Senator Mike Testa, Assemblyman Antoine McClellan, Assemblyman Eric Simonson, intensifying calls to suspend offshore wind projects following an unprecedented number of dolphin deaths on a beach in Sea Isle City. Thank God. Thank God for that is right. Listen, Friday's our big Travis Mannion Foundation Radiothon. And my friends at McCausland Lock Service, they are proud to once again support our Radiothon. As a family-owned business for over 100 years, Tom, Chrissy, and the entire team understand how important it is to support a great cause like the Travis Mannion Foundation. That is why you should call on them if you need to have your keys or key fobs, original factory remotes, transponder keys, chip keys, and more repaired, reprogrammed, or replaced. Because McCaws and Lock Service is the experts you need. A full-service locksmith available for whatever you need, dedicated to delivering superior customer service. And they can help you while you wait. And they can help you with most major makes of cars, including BMWs, Mercedes, Volkswagen, and Audi vehicles. They can help you, and the best part is they charge up to 50% below what you'd pay at a dealer. So please, call McCaws and Lock Service today at 610-430-1500. 610-430-1500. Ask to talk to Tom or Chrissy about how they can help you. 610-430-1500 or visit them. They're right on Route 420 in Prospect Park, PA. McCausland Lock Service.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.